out of the 63rd Psalms. And I will read verses 1 through 6 and the supporting scripture, St. John 16 and 33. The 63rd Psalms, verses 1 through 6, reads as thus. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I had seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Supporting scripture, St. John 16 and 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry, thirsty land where no water is. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Based on those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. When you're at your wit's end, don't forget about God. When you're at your wit's end, don't forget about God. If we would get it in our mind that is a true fact. It's not about us. Not about what you contribute. Not about what you got. Not about what you do or don't do. It's still all about Jesus. And if we would just learn that it's not about us and allow God to use us to lead and direct our path, I believe that we would be a better people. I believe that we will accomplish more for the Lord because God wants us to be about his business. He wants us to realize that he allows us to come, but after coming and receiving the word of God, then we must go out and be witnesses into all parts of the world. We thankful. We are thankful to God for how he's blessed us with such a number of young people that don't mind letting God use them. And those of us that still have young people, we want them to get involved. Whether you sing, dance, you can usher, you can read scripture. There's a whole lot of things that you can do for the Lord. And we just need you to get involved. We ask the parents and grandparents to encourage your children to be a part of what's going on in the church family. Because there's something about the church family. We know that family is all that we have. Family is something that we seemingly can always depend on. But I thank God that not only my blood family, but God gave us that extended family. That extended family is the body of Christ. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. And all of us, despite where we are, what our last name is, what we got in the bank, what we got in our pocket, we all belong to one another. Every time we point the finger and run somebody down, you run your brother down, you run your sister down, you run your mouth about somebody that it belongs to you. That's your brother or sister in Christ. So we need to be ever so mindful that wherever we are, we are only there by the grace and the mercy of God. We are here again this morning by the grace and the mercy of God. We've been given a chance to come together in worship and praise just one more time to tell God thank you. And I'm sure that there are some things we need to ask God for. We need to ask him about this morning. So it's good to be here in this place, encouraging one another in spirit through the word of God, fending off of one another's strengths. As believers, we fellowship together following Paul's command in Hebrews 10 and 25, where we find not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So we must be about our Father's business, loving and helping one another along the way, keeping the faith and knowing that whatever we need, God has it. God can do anything, but we got to learn how to wait on God, because in his own time, God will do those things that need to be done. I wonder this morning, have you noticed how when we are burdened down, stressed out, and depressed, those days that it seems as if somebody just knocked the breath out of you, those days when you feel troubled, you feel helpless, you feel like, don't nobody care about me. Don't nobody care about my condition. Nobody care about the circumstances that I'm faced with. Nobody is concerned whether I live or whether I die. I'm troubled in my mind. I just don't know what to do. Anybody ever been in that place where you just don't know what to do? You think that everything is going to work out all right, and all of a sudden everything falls apart. And if you're not careful, you find yourself seeping into a pity party. Sometimes we just have that little pity party. We want somebody to feel sorry for us. We already feel sorry for ourselves, but I come to tell somebody, it's time to get up off of that pity party. It's time to stop thinking that somebody just going to come and drop your blessing in your lap. The Bible says if you want something, you got to ask for it. All of us are associated or accustomed to having to go through something. But when we go through something, what in the world do we do? We got to understand that we got to have a mind to get closer to the Lord our God. And I don't know. It's something about a trick from the enemy when you are going through. Do you know anybody, or have you ever been in a position where I'm going through and I'm so upset, I'm stressed out, and I just don't know what I'm going to do? But I know it's Sunday morning, but I'm not going down there this morning because I don't feel like it. I don't feel like being bothered with nobody. I don't want nobody asking me no questions. I don't want nobody looking at me kind of funny because I'm not myself this morning. Anybody ever got up, not themselves? Yeah, anybody ever been going through so much? You say, well, I'm not going down there. It ain't going to do me no good. I've been praying and I've been calling on God, and it don't seem like God hears my alma cry. But I come to tell you, don't let that devil rob you of the victory of getting assembling together and getting the strength that God has from your neighbor or your brother or your sister. And it's those times when you got those real bad problems when you need to come to the house of God. In other words, you ought to be running to the house.
That's right.
But we choose to sit back and think that somebody going to feel sorry for us. Cut the television on. Television preaching don't even sound like what you want to hear. And the reason is because the devil got your mind blocked out. He don't want you to have release. He don't want you to have peace. He wants you to continue to be stressed out. Then have you ever wondered when you get stressed out about one thing, and while you're laying there, that old enemy just keep on piling it on, piling it on, and piling it on. And if you're not careful, it'll take you out. If you're not careful, you will go backwards instead of forwards. Where you think backsliding come from? Whole lot of us been on the Lord's side, but can't nobody in here say you never done nothing wrong. I don't care how long you've been saved. Care how much power you think you got. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We walk around like we all that. Bianca said it's not about you. Thank you, Bianca, baby. I believe what you said this morning. It's all about Jesus. If the children know it's all about Jesus, then we ought to know it's all about Jesus. Fussing and cussing and rumbling and fumbling. Still get up with the same problem. I talked to somebody just the other day, and they were going through, and they were almost in tears. I ain't been to service in 3 weeks. I say you better watch that trick of the devil, because you've been doing good. Don't let the fact that you're going through trouble keep you out of the church house, because that's the time that you need to be going back. Young man said that people from the church been calling and say a couple of brothers want to talk to me. I said all they want to do is encourage you and let you know that all you got to do is hang in there. See, that's one thing about being a part of the body of Christ. There's somebody in this body of Christ that cares about you. Now, there might be somebody in here talk about you. There might be somebody in here that lie on you. There might be somebody in here that don't wish you no good. But I come to tell you there is somebody in here that loves you. Somebody in here cares about you and your well-being. Don't think everybody don't like you. You get frustrated. You get so frustrated you are just about at your wit's end. I come to remind you and encourage you not to forget about God. When you go through your worst time, those are the times that you should come back and be restored and replenished. Get back those things that life has drained out of you. Life is wonderful. But life has its trouble. Life has its heartaches. Life has good days and bad days. God gave us life. Breathed into our nostrils the breath of life and we became living souls. God gave us a mind and an intellect that we can make decisions as to what we are going to do. But Paul put it like this. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, a lot of us got our own mind as to what we want to do. But what you want to do might not be what God wants you to do. When we are in the realm of God, we got to have peace with God. We got to take time to acknowledge all that he does for us to help us in our difficult situations. I don't know about you, but I thank God that I found him to be a present help in the time of trouble. I found him to be that one that will be there when everybody else seemingly has gone on their way. When you're at your wit's end, don't forget about God. Give me just a few more minutes. Your wit's end, that's when those hard times are coming. Your wit's end is when you're between a rock and a hard place. Your wit's end is when everything seems hopeless. Nobody seems to understand exactly what it is you're going through. Judy, when you're at your wit's end, you can't tell any and everybody what you're going through. You know how sometimes you feel like I just need to vent. I need to get some of this off of me. But be careful who you vent with. Everybody that you unload with don't have your best interest at heart. There's some folk that gonna hear, they're gonna have their ears wide open. They're gonna have their ears wide open. They wanna hear what you got to say. But as soon as you get it out your mouth, they compress it in their head and their mouth open up and they already on the telephone telling somebody all about your business. But I heard that I can tell Jesus anything. He won't tell nobody. Good thing about Jesus, he can help the situation. Some of them folks you talking to can't help themselves. How they gonna help you? Some of them folks you're talking to don't have faith enough to believe that God will make a way out of no way. But how many of you believe that God can do the impossible? How many of you believe that God can take a situation and turn it upside down? That's the kind of God I serve this morning. I'm reminded where it says that when you go through your hard times, when you have to make those difficult decisions, when you really don't know what direction you need to go, don't get bent out of shape. Keep on trusting your God. Don't feel like the world is against you. Now do understand that the enemy is out there to rob, to steal, and to destroy. The enemy is out there. The enemy is doing his job when he can separate you from the love of God. The enemy is doing his job when he can get your focus off of Jesus and make you focus on your problems and your hard times. And them hard times can carry you under. Them hard times can have you where you can't sleep at night. Them hard times will have you crying and just crying and crying and seem like you can't get no release. Anybody in here know anything about hard times? A hard time, not just those times when you don't have a dollar. We've been having them our own time. But hard times is when we can't have peace of mind. I thank God that I love money, but money can't give me joy. Money can't give me peace of mind. Money can't heal my body. Money can't deliver my soul. Money can't take me into heaven. I don't care how much you pay in your tithes and offerings if your heart's not right. You hell bound. Pittman, I feel like preaching back now. The Bible says, these things I have spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. Understand this. In the world, ye are going to have trials and tribulation. Jesus is speaking now. Jesus realized that the people of God have good days and bad days. Jesus realized that every day is not going to be a sunny day. Sometimes you're going to have to go through something. But what Jesus is saying here is that as you go through, don't get surprised. Don't act like it is something that just came out of nowhere. Because in this life, if you're living in the world that I have created for you, you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tribulation. You're going to have good days and bad days. But look at God. Look at God. While he gives you that fact, he comes back and re-encourages you. But be of good cheer. I have already. I'm not working on it. I'm not trying to figure out how to do it. I'm not saying that if you do this, I'll do that. I have already overcome the world. So since I've overcome the world, I can do what nobody else can do. When the apostles and the disciples were scattered and Jesus found himself all alone, he didn't have nobody to help him but the Father. When there's conflict in the midst of God's presence, we know that if God is present, he can get rid of all the conflict. We got to learn how to stay in fellowship with him. We allow our problems and our state of mind to separate us from our relationship with God. We get out of relationship with God, we stop reading, we stop singing, we stop praying, we even stop coming to the house of God. We feel empty, we feel all alone. But I come to tell you that these are the times that when you feel drained out, these are the times that you ought to have a yearning. You ought to have a desire to get to God. You ought to know that God is going to make a way out of no way. You ought to know that at these times, that's when the Lord will carry you. I come to tell you this morning that God is on your side. The Bible said that there was a man by the name of David. David realized that he had a good life. But David realized that at this time of his life, he had some trials and some tribulations. I want to tell you something about David. David was a king that enjoyed the pleasures of life, had the fine linen and the banquet dinners and all the things that people would want to have in their life. David realized that I got everything that a man could ask for. But when we look in the Word of God, right here in the 63rd Psalm, David is thirsting for the presence of God. David is having a hard time. David is at his wit's end. But David did not forget about God. He remembered where his help came from. He remembered that the Lord had been good to him a long time, and God was still good to him right now. I want to tell somebody this morning that that man called David had a son by the name of Absalom. And that young man decided that he was going to go against his father. This son began to get favor from the of God. He was a good looking man and he had a way of just saying things. And everybody was sort of swayed the way that he went. David realized that this man, even though he is my son, it's a bad thing when your son go against the father. But I thank God this morning that even though that son went against the father realized that it's time for me to get out of Dodge. The Bible said that at this time of the 63rd Psalm, that David was out in the wilderness of Judea. As he was there in Judah, he realized that things are not like they used to be. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. In other words, David said, I want to see the Lord so bad. I got a yearning so bad that it's just like a man out in the desert. And the man can't find no water to drink. But the man is so thirsty that his body seemed parched. But I thank God this morning that God had Jesus right there by his side. He said, I want to see the power of thy glory. I want to see thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness, you've been so good to me. The Lord has been better to me than anything that I know. So I will bless the Lord while I live. While I got breath in my body, I'm going to say yes to the Lord. My soul is going to be satisfied. I remember how the Lord brought me out. I remember that when I was a wretch undone, that God forgave me of all of my sins. He washed me thoroughly and cleansed my very soul. I remember how he restored my joy, gave me peace of mind, made everything all right. I come to tell somebody that we gotta be just like David when we get between a rock and a hard place. When we're at our wit's end, if you throw your hands up, don't throw them up in despair, but throw them up in praise. Praise the Lord thy God. Anybody know how to praise God when you're going through hell? Praise God when you don't have the answer. Praise God when nobody else want to hear your voice. Praise God, for he is the only one that can make a way out of no way. And I come to tell you that David told us something else. That if your enemy try to keep you from getting what God has for you, know that no weapon formed against you can take away what God has. When you're at your wit's end, I want you to not to forget about God. Remember the one that brought you out. This is not the first time that you had trouble in your life. The same God that brought you out in 1900, he'll bring you out in 2000. The same God that was there when you come out of your mother's womb, that saw your good days and your bad days, he'll still be right there by your side. So when you're at your wit's end and you're scratching your head in despair and you're about ready to give up on God, don't forget about God. Don't complain about how you're going to make it, but praise God anyhow. Don't wait until the battle is over, but praise God for what he's going to do. I thank God right now that it's already said and done. Because God said, the liar's mouth shall be stopped. Talk about me. Lie on me. But your mouth going to be stopped by God. And those of us that are believers, we will come out victorious. Victory is our name. Victory is my name. Victory is my name. There is no defeat in the God that I serve. For the God I serve, I'm going to remember what he done yesterday. That day when I was ready to give up. That day when I cried all night long. See, David said that he meditated, hallelujah, in the night watches. So that lets us know. Couldn't rest that night. Anybody in here ever had a night when you just couldn't sleep? You tossed and you turned. You just couldn't sleep. And that third or fourth watch, you started talking to your God. Devil got mad. Because when you talk to God, after a while, you're going to ease on off. And before you know it, daybreak. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. When you're at your wit's end, don't forget about your God. That's what the 63rd Psalms is all about. It's about a man that was going through. A man that felt like, out of all that I had, here I am, seemingly all by myself. But oh, I remember, I'm not by myself. Because my God, whom I love, my God, who I call my shepherd, he is watching over me. He is there with me. And what I want to do, I want to remember what he's already done. And when I think about what he done yesterday, it encourages me that what I'm going through right now, he can do it. That's all I'm saying this morning, is that if you are almost ready to give up, whatever it is, especially if it's something good or something in the will of God, if you are ready to give up because of your circumstances or because you are having a wilderness experience, don't forget about your God. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. And he knows what it's going to take to get you where you're trying to go. Some of us don't know where we're trying to go, but he knows. He's just waiting on us to get that understanding. And once we get the understanding, he promises, I will lead and direct your path. People of God, whatever you're going through this morning, whether it's you, family member, friend, or enemy, because this psalm even covers your enemies. Don't fret about them. Don't worry about them. Don't roll up no sleeves and don't get the fussing and cussing. Just go down on bended knees, call on the master, and he will fight your battles. When you're at your wit's end, don't forget about your God. God will be there when nobody else will. And I found out, even believers, preachers, deacons, lay members, when we go through, sometimes we have to be reminded, don't forget the faith that you got in God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. There are times that those that you seem to feel like that they might be weak, those are the ones that are strong enough to help you in those hard times. I remember a time when I was going through and I had to lean on somebody. I knew I had the Lord, but I needed to talk to somebody. And I thank God that he had somebody in the midst. And as I talked with them, they said to me what I said to you. Remember, God brought you out one time. He'll bring you out again. You see, sometimes your circumstances will have you so off focus till you can sort of easily forget that God loves you despite of. If we were worthy of God's love, then we wouldn't have to be committed to trying to live right, because he's just there anyway. But what he has done, he has given us a guideline for living life, and that's the Holy Bible. And if we get in that word of God, it will help us with every situation that we have. As we stand to our feet this morning, there might be somebody in this household of faith that have not joined themselves in fellowship, first of all, with God. It's one thing to join somebody's church, but it's another thing to join the church of God. In God's church, he is the king. He's the leader. In this church, he's the king of all kings. He's the shepherd. I'm just the under shepherd, trying to follow directions. And in his directions this morning, he says, extend an invitation, for there might be somebody that would like to come to Jesus, whether it's by letter, candidate of baptism, under your Christian experience, The doors of the church are open at this time. Is there one that would like to come? Is there one that would like to extend their hand to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I'm ready to be part of your family.